What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The nephew is here with today's phone call. What you got, nephew?
We headed back to the church, Carla. We headed back to the church.
Again?
Yeah, you know, I love the church. We grew up in church. Me and Uncle grew up in church. We were there every day, every other day. We grew up in the church house. But that's right. This is starting to bother me. When you go to church, of course, you know, maybe you ain't been in a couple of days, couple weeks. And they,
I just don't
like it when I don't get no notification that it's a guest pastor, a guest, you know, pastor that's going to be in there preaching.
Too.
Ain't nobody told me nothing. I want my money back. He preaching from the book of Ruth. Don't nobody preach from Ruth no more. What are you doing, man? What is all this? Where's the regular pastor at? I ain't coming here for this. I done got all dressed up and got here at 10 o'clock and now pastor ain't here. And here they go, here the guest pastor here preaching from the book of Ruth. Who do that? I need my money back. I'm calling the church and I need my money back. Let's go, cat dog. I want my money back.
Hello?
I need to speak to Sister Felicia.
Okay, who is this?
This right here is Glenn, all right? This is Glenn. Okay, this is Brother Glenn. Can I speak to Sister Felicia, but I have some please?
Okay, sir. How did you get my number?
I got your number from one of the deacons at the church.
Okay, what deacon was that?
I don't even know the deacon name. What I'm trying to ask you, can you reimburse me for some money that I put in church on Sunday?
Okay, well, can you just calm down just a little, please, sir?
Look, are you the financial person at the church?
Yes, I am. So what can I do for you?
I'm trying to get my money back that I put in church on Sunday. I put $100 in church on Sunday, and I'm trying to get my $100 back.
Okay, well, did you not give from your heart?
I gave from my heart what I thought was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
Okay, help me help you. What you mean, what didn't happen? What didn't happen, sir?
Okay, pastor wasn't there. Pastor was not there on Sunday, and y'all had this minister come in who I didn't like him at all, but the offering was before he even got up to preach. So I didn't already gave my offering, which was $100, and then I didn't even know pastor wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So here I am giving $100. I'm thinking, I know I'm going to get the word when pastor there. But y'all put this dude up. He coming from, don't nobody come from the book of Ruth no more. He was at Ruth, Leviticus. He was all over the place. I want to get my $100 back. I ain't giving to that.
Sir, do you not read the bulletin? I mean, how often do you even come to church?
I come to church often. I mean, what does got to do with anything?
Well, if you would come a little often and read the bulletin, sir, you would have known that pastor took a vacation.
He took a vacation, so everybody knew he wasn't going to be there?
Yes, sir. The regulars, the people that come regularly to church, they know that, sir.
Okay, well, I ain't know that. So I need to get my money back.
Okay, what I need you to do, though, is calm down.
I'm calm. I'm just trying to say I want to get my $100. I'm not giving that sermon I got on Sunday. I'm not giving no $100 for that.
Well, sir, I cannot give you $100 back, okay? We don't do no refund checks. I can't do that. Okay, I have to wait till Pastor get back in because two people have to sign the checks. I can't even do that for you, sir. Matter of fact, I'm not even at work right now.
Okay, so how am I going to get my $100 back?
Okay, sir, why don't you just call the church on tomorrow and then we can go from there, okay?
I'm not calling the church tomorrow. I tell you what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up there tomorrow and you're going to give me my $100. Either it's in a check or it's in cash. But you, Sister Felicia Patterson, you're going to give me my money.
Did you just cuss me?
I just told you that come tomorrow, I'm coming up there to get my $100, whether it's in a check or whether it's in cash. I don't care what it's in.
Let me tell you something, sir. You ain't getting nothing from us. I dare you call here and cuss me, asking for some money back. You don't matter. You're giving your money from your heart. It doesn't matter who up there preaching the word of God. You give because you love God. But have you ever thought to me like this? I'll strip you naked. You hear me? You know what? You better be glad this ain't 20 years ago because I'd have cussed you from A to Z. But thank God that he saved me because, you know what? I ain't going to cuss you. But I tell you what I will do, young man. Whenever I see you, what you say your name is again? What's your name?
I'm Brother Glenn.
Brother Glenn, when I see you, I'm going to give you the rap for the fellowship. Do you hear me? Do you, come on, say something. Because that's how you treat God's people. You have been talking to me ignorant since I picked up the phone. You ain't say, hi, ma'am. How you doing, ma'am? Can you help me, ma'am? No, you just start cussing and hollering at me. You don't talk to people like that. You don't even sound like a Christian. Christian don't do that. Do you hear me, boy? Now, you want something from people, you ask. That's what the word said. You have not because you ask not. You don't call here hollering at me. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Come call here cussing at me. Oh, Lord, help me.
Can I, Sister Felicia, say something else to you, if you don't mind. Can I say something?
You can't say nothing to me. But do you know what you need to do? Go get you some manners.
Yes, ma'am. But there's one more thing I just wanted to say to you.
Ain't no one more thing.
Okay, but I just wanted to tell you this, Sister Felicia.
You ain't got nothing to tell me.
Yes, ma'am. But I want to say this though. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend, Sister Doris, got me to prank phone call you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sister Felicia.
Oh, my God. Whew. I am going to get Doris. Oh, yes, I am. Tommy, yes, I.
Hello?
Is Steve in there with you?
No, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Steve is not in here with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to need to have a private moment with Sister Doris. Yeah, it's got to be private. Can't nobody hear what I got to share with her. Yeah, it's going to just be me, her, and the Lord.
Sister Felicia, she told me, she said, my girlfriend is blessed, highly favored, saved. And she said, I want you to see if you can push her butt. Sister, I didn't, Sister Felicia, you wrote it out. I'm going to tell you. But you, let me ask you something though. 20 years ago, you it'd have been a little different.
Ooh, 20 years ago, I'd have picked you up and dropped you back down, looked at you and walked off of you after I got through cussing you out. But that was 20 years ago. Ooh, thank the Lord for deliverance.
Oh, oh man.
Oh Lord, my legs still shaking. Ooh Lord. Ooh Lord.
Hey, let me ask you something, Sister Felicia. I gotta ask you, what is the baddest? And I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Ooh, I must say the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ooh, yeah, you got me, you got me. Oh, loud, you got me.
Come on, you better give me some praise up in here.
You wrong for this, you play too much, but I do agree.
You understand, though, don't you?
Yes, yes, you
Nobody
get so
want
mad
no guest
get...
speaker today. Yes, come on, I yes. came to hear Pastor. That's what I came to hear. Pastor.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm with you. I'm with you with Woo. You right on that. Yes, sir, nephew. Yes,
all right, sir. Next up, y'all get ready. The nephew is coming to Birmingham, Alabama, baby. August 29th, it's Week Zero Classic. Week Zero Classic, and it's the Comedy Jam. It is myself. It is Bill Bellamy. We got a special guest out of Birmingham. The girl goes by the name of Ms. V. She will be in the building holding it down, and we will be at the Botwell Auditorium in Birmingham, Alabama. You hear what I said? The Botwell Auditorium. August 29th, tickets on sale right now. That's Valdosta State versus Clark. That's University of West Alabama versus Fort Valley. It's going down Saturday, and yeah, the band's going to be there. Me and Bill going to be there, and it's going to be straight stupid. Tickets on sale right now, all right? That's Week Zero Classic in Birmingham, Alabama, August 29th. Tickets are on sale right now. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah.
Kicking off Labor Day weekend, me and my boy Bill Bellamy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. HBCU, I love it. Halftime.
Bill is just a good dude. You know that?
No, he is a good dude. He is.
Funny. He's a legend in the game, too.
He's a legend in the game.
Boy, yeah, boy, he had the most legendary club I ever been to, the Peppermint Lounge in New Jersey. It ain't Whoop. What you want. It ain't what you want.
You better be ready.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.